The Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He came as a witness to testify to the light. He came as a witness to testify to the light. Witness and testify are not words that we use a lot in the Lutheran tradition. We use words like the kingdom of God and gospel and body of Christ and priesthood of all believers and simultaneously sinner and saint. We use a lot of different churchy language to talk about our experience of faith, but two words that we don't use very often are witness and testify. And yet the story of Scripture is full of people who witnessed and testified to what they witnessed, who saw miraculous things, who saw God moving in and through their lives, their communities, their world, and testified to that truth, shared it with other people, made sure that their experience was known to those around them and beyond. But somehow, in our Lutheran piety, in our way of going through this world and experiencing our life and experiencing our faith, we have sort of set to the side, I wouldn't say abandoned, but set to the side this idea of sharing or testifying to what we have witnessed. We tend to look at testifying maybe as something that is intrusive, that might offend other people, that might get in the way of our relationship with other people. I know I have shared this story before, but I'll share it again. When I was in college, I was doing my laundry at a laundromat, and I noticed these tracks that were sitting over by the soap, and I picked one up and started reading it, and the theology was so terrible that I stole all of them so that nobody would read them. and took them home with me. That is maybe the closest that sometimes we get to testifying and witnessing in our lives, because we've sort of associated those words with things like tracts that people hand out to you when you're walking down the street, or people holding signs on the street corner and yelling things as you walk by, or people overcome by the Spirit and talking and speaking in tongues. We have looked at this idea of witnessing and testifying and somehow decided that it just doesn't apply to us and our lives of faith. But this morning, I would like to encourage us on this 12th day of Christmas to reclaim what it means to witness and to testify. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I don't know if you remember last year, but last year we celebrated Epiphany on a Sunday, and I had star words with me and encouraged all of you to take a star with a word on it and to allow that word to be sort of your guide, your focus throughout the year of 2019. I know that for some of you that may not have been a meaningful experience. I know for some of you it probably was. And so this morning I have got a whole new batch of star words. There's about 400 of them in a bowl, and no single star has the same word on it. So every word that you are going to have the opportunity to pick up this morning, we're still in morning, every word that you will have the opportunity to pick up will be different from somebody else's. Everybody is going to get their own unique word. Now, this isn't some magic thing where you pick out a star and it's going to predict what happens in your year to come. It's not some, you know, mystical universe that is guiding you towards full actualization of your person. It is just a way to give you a focus, to give you a point of guidance, to give you a word to guide you through this coming year. If you pick out a word and you think to yourself, no way in hell is this going to be my word for 2020, you are allowed to put it back and choose a new one. It's not a foolproof, ironclad system that we've got. It really needs to be a word that speaks to you. But I encourage you, if you get a word and you think, this is a strange word, to really explore it and to see where it might lead you in this year. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was a man called John. He witnessed and testified to the light. He witnessed and testified to the Word. Last year, when I picked up my star word, I got the word sustenance. And throughout this year, I have seen God move in my life and put things into my life to sustain me. My year last year started out really rough with the end of a relationship, and I was in a pretty hard place for a while. But throughout that, God kept putting people and experiences into my life to sustain me, to carry me through those experiences, to be beside me and with me so that I would be sustained in my loss and my grief. I saw the sustenance of God show up in my life over and over and over again throughout this year. I saw people show up in my lives, sometimes it feels like it, show up in my life in ways that I never anticipated or thought would happen. And yet God has sustained me throughout 2019. Witnessing and testifying to the word, to the light that has come into the world is as simple as that. All it requires is for us to tell a story. All it requires is for us to notice where God is moving and showing up in our lives, in our world, in our communities, and then to share that story with other people. It is as simple and easy and complicated and hard as that. Witnessing and testifying just requires us to have eyes and ears and hearts and spirits that are open to God's movement in this world. Last night I chose my star word for 2020, and because I'm the pastor and I get to do things before you, and I chose the word future. I think as we move into our future together, that word is going to give me experiences and ways to describe my story with all of you, my story in this community, my story in this world, in ways that will allow me to testify and witness to the word and the light. This morning, during the hymn of the day, I am going to invite you to come over, to walk up and receive your star word. If you can't make your way forward, I will come to you and allow you to choose one. I would encourage you not to look in the bowl and find one that you want. And no, you are not allowed to choose one for your spouse that you think that they need, or your child, or anyone else in your life. This is your own personal experience, but you can pull one out for somebody who's not here, who you want to share this experience with. Janelle Weinman messaged me this week and told me how meaningful her word has been for her throughout 2019 and thanked me for that. And I messaged her back and asked her if she would like for me to choose her a word and send it to her. And she very enthusiastically said yes. So you are allowed to take a word for somebody else as well. But I would encourage you throughout this year to put your star word somewhere that you will see it every day. Tape it to your mirror, put it by your keys, wherever your place in life that you will see it on a daily basis. And then allow that word to shape and form your story. And start to think about ways that you might be able to share that story with other people. We are called, like John the Baptist, to witness where the light is shining, to testify to where the word has become flesh, to recognize where God's Spirit is moving, and then to share that with the world. The word became flesh and lived among us. Not in some heaven floating in the clouds, not in some time and space that is disconnected from our day-to-day lives, but lived among us in our human existence, our human experiences. And God is still dwelling and living among us. And each one of us here is called to witness and testify. Thanks be to God. Amen.